us, almost snatching her answer away. "What? You're working for Ryvich, aren't you?" She shook her head angrily, almost laughing at the ludicrousness of the assertion, but she overdid it. I was not the world's best liar, but neither was Zebra. The two of us should have started a self-help group. "You're mad, Tanner. I always thought you were a little on the edge. But now I know. You're over it, way over." "The night you found me," I said, "you were working for him even then, from the very first moment we met. The sabotage story was a cover, a pretty good one, I have to say, but a cover nonetheless." I stepped down from the plinth, suddenly feeling vulnerable, as if a particularly strong gust might cast me over for the long fall down to the mulch. Maybe I really was kidnapped by game players. "But you already had your eye on me before then. I'd assumed I'd shaken the tail Ryvich put on me, Quillenbach, but there must have been someone else, keeping more distance, so they weren't so obvious. But you lost me until Waverley put the hunt implant in my skull, then you had a way of tracking me again. How am I doing so far?" "Insane, Tanner." But there was no conviction in her words. "Do you want to know how I realized, apart from all the little details which just didn't add up?" "Astonish me." "You shouldn't have mentioned Quirrenbach. I never said his name. In fact, I was very careful not to, just in case you made a slip and it came out. Seems my luck was in."
"You bastard."
She said it sweetly, so that, to anyone watching us from a distance, it might have been a term of affection, the kind lovers give themselves. "You sly bastard, Tanner." I smiled. "You could have used an excuse if you'd wanted. You could have said that Dominica mentioned his name when you asked who I'd been traveling with. I was half expecting you to do that, and I'm not quite sure I know how I'd have reacted. But it's all moot now, isn't it? Now we know just who you are." "What were the little details, out of curiosity?" "Professional pride?" "Something like that." "You made it far too easy for me, Zebra. You left your vehicle active so I could steal it. You left your weapon where I could find it, and enough money to make a difference. You wanted me to do it, didn't you? You wanted me to steal those things, because then you'd know for sure who I was, that I'd come to kill Ryvich." She shrugged. "Is that all?" "Not really, no. I drew Vadim's coat tighter around myself. It didn't escape my attention that we made love the first time we met, despite the fact that you barely knew me. It was good, too, for what it's worth." "Oh, don't flatter me. Or yourself, for that matter. But the second time, although you seemed relieved, I wouldn't say you were particularly happy to see me, and I didn't feel anything sexual pass between us at all, at least not from you. It took me a while to work out why, but I think I understand now. The first time you needed intimacy, because you were hoping it would lead me into saying something incriminating, so you invited me to sleep with you. There's such a thing as free will, Tanner. You didn't have to go along with me, unless you want to admit your brain is ruled by your dick, and I didn't get the impression you regretted any of that. Probably because I didn't. I'd have been too tired if you had made any overtures the second time, but that was never on the cards, was it? You knew all you needed to by then, and the first time was strictly professional. You slept with me for information. Which I didn't get. No, but that hardly mattered. You got it later when I skipped with your gun and car. It's a real sob story, isn't it? Not from where I'm standing. I glanced over the edge. From where I'm standing, it's a story that might just end with you taking a very long fall, Zebra. You know I've come a long way to kill Ryvich. Did it occur to you that I might not have too many qualms about killing anyone who tries to stop me? There's a gun in your pocket.